item 875.
Accept bid of Wildish Paving Company for the Northeast 122nd Avenue I-84 ramps to Northeast Skidmore Street project for $1,351,314.
Ms. Moody.
You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Wildish Paving Company. The engineer's estimate on this project was $1,720,000. On June 2nd, 2016, three bids were received, and Wildish Paving is the low bidder at $1,351,313.50, which is 21% under the engineer's estimate. The city's subcontractor equity program establishes an aspirational goal of 20% of the hard construction costs for disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses. Wildish Paving identified 11 divisions of work for potential DMWESB subcontracting and supplier opportunities. DMWESB participation on this project is at 12.34%, or $166,782.50, with work being performed in saw cutting, concrete, fiber splice, flagging, signs, and supplies. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions.
Questions?
What's the difference between flagging and traffic control?
I don't know. They're kind of similar, but on this one, it's just the flagging.
Yeah, I know. I was just interested that they're going to be self-performing the traffic control, and that's an area where we often have, especially women-owned businesses, unless it's different from flagging.
There was supposed to be a representative from the contractor here, so let me see.
Oh, I see. Are you the representative for the contractor? Okay,
the,
come on.
The reason for my question is you're coming up is it's disappointing to not get to the 20% level, and so I'm just wondering why you chose not to do that.
You could give us your name.
Dan Payne, Wallish Project Superintendent. The first off, the question was flagging and traffic control.
Yeah.
Obviously, flaggers are flaggers. We understand that. Traffic control is setting up your lane closures and the liable devices per your standards to make sure that we don't have any accidents and stuff out there to minimize public safety or maximize public safety. And typically that's something that we hold in ourselves. There are some companies that can do that. But in this particular case, their quotes were quite a bit higher than what would have allowed us to get the project. So there are some to consider, and we did consider them for traffic control, but they weren't competitive.
So I understand that point, and maybe this is a question Ms. Moody could answer. You got the bid because you got the project because the bid was low, but we didn't meet our 20% aspirational goal. So yeah, if the traffic control was more expensive, that in some ways you're getting the bid because you haven't met the goal that we've set.
That's correct. I mean, this is a situation when we have low bids, and obviously contractors are trying to be the lowest bid, and sometimes they just have to make those decisions on what areas they're going to sub out and what areas they're not.
So would we be allowed to add some criteria that, you know, gives demerits perhaps, or I don't know how it would be, that if you haven't met the goal, and that's what makes you get the low bid, that maybe the second lowest bid had a higher proportion of minority and women-owned businesses?
By state statute, we're not going to be able to do that. And so with our subcontractor equity program, what we have tried to do is make it an incentive program. So when you meet the goal, you have less paperwork that you have to submit to us, and we move forward with that. On this particular one, since they didn't meet the goal, we asked for a lot of backup paperwork, and that was supplied by Wildish to us. And so that's kind of where we're stuck, and where you see the differences between the low bid and when we do alternative contracts like a CMGC or something, where we're able to negotiate that with the contractor.
It's your good faith effort program.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I noticed that you're from Eugene, and I appreciate you making the effort to come here to talk with us today. What is your company doing to diversify the workforce within your company?
Well, as a matter of fact, the three TCS officers I have in the company are female and minority. We brought them in from the Dalles, Oregon, from Eugene, and from here in the Portland area, and that's what we continue to do to train and bring on. We also do that through the apprenticeship programs and bring those folks on. It's a good opportunity to get them on board, find out how they're doing, see if they're dependable, and they have the right kind of attitude and ability to work in traffic. And that's how we, that's one of the ways we do it. We work through the unions and their apprenticeship programs. We work through the unions and make sure that we're working with the minorities and stuff like that. And then we also have special, through the good faith efforts and stuff like that, we work with the different subcontractors and stuff like that and try and get them on board and let them know about these, this work ahead of time.
Thank you. So presumably, Christine, we could, maybe we already do, give some bonus points or something for if a company is not a minority or women disadvantaged owned, but it is has a diverse workforce. Could that be counted in the percentages?
In the percentages for meeting the goal?
For meeting the goal, right. Because if the company has done a good job of diversifying its own workforce, but it's not owned by any of the categories, it seems like we should give some credit for that too.
I will look into that, Commissioner.
Thank you, and thank you again for being here.
Thank you both. Anybody wish to testify on 875? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the procurement report.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Please call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye. Okay, the report's adopted.